Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's a Thursday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. We got 2 hours of fantasy sports talk, a little preview of the upcoming games in the NFL this weekend, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Some recaps from the NBA last night, and I would call some postmortems on the seasons of the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome to the show. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock for the next 2 hours. We got you covered here talking fantasy sports, and of course, previewing the games going on this weekend. And Davis, I was on earlier on the morning after with Ben Stevens this morning, and we kind of go through the picks and go through, you know, what you're thinking and some of it, and we'll do it on this show too. But the one question that he asked me that I'm willing to come true, like I want to come true, is that Sunday night total of 54.5 points. I'm like, give me the over. I mean, can we get this game that we've been waiting for all season long? I don't even want to put it in the atmosphere on and under. Now, obviously, some disturbing news last night with the Kansas City Chiefs, one of their players having some trouble with the law. But despite all of that, I am really hoping for that big outcome on Sunday night. In fact, I don't care what happens in any of the other games. I just want that game to be the good one.
Yep, I want that game to be the good one, too. And we have not gotten that this year when we had expected it, right? Chiefs-Cowboys sucked. Bills Chiefs, we got in the regular season. That game was awful. The Chiefs did absolutely nothing on offense in that game. We really have not gotten a sequel to that Rams Chiefs game in Mexico City in 2019. 54-51 was the final score of that game, if my memory serves me correctly. And I mean, come on, who doesn't want 106 points scored in an NFL game? Who doesn't want Mahomes 500 yards, 4 touchdowns, you know, Josh Allen runs for 100 yards, throws for 300 more? I mean, come on, this is what we all want, and I really hope that we get it.
Yeah, I hope so. I think so. I think there's a chance that this gets in the 60s, and so I'm just putting it out there in the atmosphere that that's definitely what I want. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. Although Derrick Henry's still waiting for official word, it looks like he's going to play for the Tennessee Titans this upcoming weekend. So naturally, on tomorrow, we'll get some real clarity on that. Nikola Jokic with a big game in the NBA for the Denver Nuggets last night. But really stealing the show was this one-on-one matchup between Joel Embiid and Mo Bamba. I don't remember Mo Bamba being a shooter at Texas at all, Davis, but I guess he is now all of a sudden on the Orlando Magic. I thought he was just a big guy that blocked shots. I remember in the NCAA tournament. Go figure. And obviously, as we move on to some college basketball, there's no doubt that at this point, we have Marquette looking really good in the early part of the season, knocking off number 11 Villanova in Philadelphia. But boy, NBA taking center stage last night. What a competitive game between Philadelphia and Orlando. And I go back to Mo Bamba. Like, is this the beginning of something here? Because, I mean, look, without even looking it up, I can guess that this is his career high in points and the best game that he's ever had in the NBA. But that's just a guess.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, because Brett and I have actually talked about Mo Bamba the last couple nights, because I am a big Mo Bamba believer. I just think a guy with that skill set, I mean, you know, he's got a little bit of touch. He's a huge dude at 7 feet, but he does shoot three-pointers. He's shooting 4 per game this year. He shot 2.5 per game last year. So, you know, a guy with that size and skill set. I mean, I just want to see guys like that succeed. Kind of like the, we also were talking about this on the show yesterday, Bol Bol just got traded from the Nuggets to the Celtics in that three-team deal. And like everyone looks at Mobamba, and welcome to everyone on radio, of course, here on Sports Grid with Davis Maddock and Craig Mish. But, you know, I'm just looking at Bol Bol, and I'm like, he can dribble a little bit. He can shoot a little bit. I mean, why can't we just get that guy some minutes on even a bad NBA team? I would absolutely love to see it. You are right, though, Craig. The most points that Mobamba had scored in a game this year, 19. So he 32, quite a bit of an improvement over that 19 pointer. But yeah, I mean, a cool game. And I mean, Embiid, I feel like the 76ers are kind of doing him a disservice, you know, not getting this Ben Simmons trade done, sort of wasting a year of Embiid's prime. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a shouting match between Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers. You want to do yourself a bigger favor, Google Mo Bamba at Texas. Because I remember this kid playing. I remember doing a fantasy draft. The final, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, for the NCAA tournament, and drafting Mo Bamba. I finished second place back-to-back years against the guys you know over at RotoWire. I don't remember Bamba even taking three-pointers. Now, and then I saw this today. I was like, wait a second here. Is this the same guy that I remember from Texas? But I guess so. Maybe I'm wrong. But I just remember him as a shot blocker, a scorer, and not somebody that would take shots outside the paint. But I guess he's improved throughout the years too. So that's good news for him. All right, good news for us as well, because today on the show we're going to take our first look at some of the divisional proposition wagers that you can make over on FanDuel. So besides helping you in fantasy, we're going to help you out with that as well. Of course, Davis and I play this game all season long. So we'll take a look at some of those today in the show, and we'll recap them tomorrow as well. So the Saturday games we'll preview today, and the Sunday games we'll preview on Friday. In addition to that, we're going to hear from Dr. David Chow coming up as well. Got some really, I think, pertinent information before you play anything tomorrow. If you're going to play the game between San Francisco and Green Bay, you may want to pay attention to that as well, because some updated information that he has, or he feels he has, on Jimmy Garoppolo. So you may want to stay on the grid for that as well. And then later in the show, Howie Roseman, a pretty candid conversation with the media as they close out their season, the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of clarity on Jalen Hurts, a lot of clarity on Jalen Reagor as well. So comments from Howie coming up, no doubt, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Stay on the grid. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Yeah, the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute.
No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
San Francisco 49ers upsetting the Dallas Cowboys last week off the strength of a few of their playmakers, Deebo Samuel, Elijah Mitchell, and at least for the first half, Jimmy Garoppolo. But unfortunately, in the second half, Garoppolo didn't produce the magic that he did in the first. Could it have potentially been an injury that he suffered in the game to his shoulder? or some of the other nagging injuries that have hampered him all throughout this season in 2021/22. Our very own pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, weighs in on Jimmy Garoppolo's health.
How injured is Jimmy Garoppolo heading into the Green Bay Packers for the divisional playoff game? This is Dr. David Chow, Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com. We've talked about Jimmy G and his thumb, and injuries beget injuries, and here's an example of it. The latest is a shoulder issue for Jimmy G, and I think it's a bigger deal than the 49ers are letting on. If you look at the video here, this is the last pass of the first half. As he's coming to the ground, you can see that it's an awkward fall. Normally, he probably would just brace himself with his hand, but he was worried about his thumb still, and he fell straight on his elbow, and the force translated straight up into the humeral head and shoulder, and likely has a rotator cuff contusion. I didn't say tear. That would be a huge deal. It could have a small partial thickness tear, but not full thickness. But a rotator cuff contusion for a quarterback can be significant. Jimmy post-game did admit that the fall was awkward and he was protecting his thumb. First of all, his thumb isn't even 100%, right? I mean, he's winning, he's doing well, they figured out how to tape it and inject it. But look at this throw where he overthrows an open wide receiver to let the Cowboys back into the contest late. And he admits it was a grip issue. That's the one main throw that I see that really affected him there. The thumb is getting better, but this week the shoulder is a concern still. Here are Jimmy G's numbers in the first half and the second half. And remember, right at the end of the first half is when he injures his shoulder. In the first half, he's 11 for 14, 133 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, for a quarterback rating in the first half of 106.25. And the 49ers scored 16 points, I believe. In the second half, Jimmy G was only 3 of 11 for 39 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, for a quarterback rating of 3.98. Yes, under 4, single-digit quarterback rating, 3.98 in the second half. 3 of 11, 39 yards, a little over 3 yards per attempt, and one interception. This is why we believe the shoulder is a bigger deal than they're letting on. I still believe Jimmy G is going to play against Aaron Rodgers, the Packers. I still believe he's going to start. They clearly have the confidence in Jimmy G over Trey Lance. But that doesn't mean Jimmy G will be 100%. I'd be even more worried with two injuries, with his thumb still not 100%, and now a rotator cuff issue, which can weaken his arm strength and provide accuracy issues for Jimmy G. Definitely something to watch going into this weekend's Green Bay Packers versus San Francisco 49ers games. It seems to me if the 49ers are going to do it, they're going to need to do it the way they have with underneath stuff and the power run game. Thanks for watching. Always updates at SICScore.com.
All right. Well, Davis, look, I think this weekend, Dr. Chow brings up some really compelling points. Jimmy G basically halfway through the season was determined that he was not healthy. Trey Lance got his little cup of coffee, I thought, looked pretty good. I think there's a chance that Lance could be a good quarterback. But Garoppolo is not exactly a stellar quarterback, I think, to begin with, sort of like managing the game and getting the ball to the playmakers. I think he probably would admit that. What do you think going into this weekend? Do you think that that is an issue for him, or do you think that this will be much ado about nothing come Monday?
No, it definitely sounds like it's going to be an issue, which has basically kind of been the story of Jimmy G's career. Like every time he gets a little bit of momentum going, he gets banged up. He's hurt his hands. He's hurt his shoulders. He's hurt his knees. So, it just sort of is what it is. Certainly, if I was Kyle Shanahan, I would definitely want to start Trey Lance in this game, you know, going to Lambeau, kind of play a more higher variant style as opposed to just making a clearly not 100% Jimmy G play. However, for fantasy football purposes, for our postseason contest for DFS and everything, I mean, it is inarguable that Jimmy G is better for Deebo Samuel, for Brandon Ayuk, for George Kittle. He is a better fantasy provider of wealth for that offense than Lance is, because they run, you know, when Lance is in there, they run the play clock down to 1 second every time. And Lance has, I believe in his two starts, he had 18 rushes and 12 rushes. So he takes some pieces away from that pie for sure.
Yeah. And Deebo in the wild card game, he had 3 receptions for 38 yards, but of course he had the 72 rushing yards, and he also had a touchdown. But he's really not the one that I want to focus on with you, Davis, because for the life of me, I cannot believe that the 49ers are on this run without George Kittle doing anything. And I think last Sunday we did a show, and I was like, I think he's the key to the week, George Kittle. And he did nothing again. Like, I don't get this one at all. How is San Francisco winning without using him?
You're right. It is bizarre. So these are George Kittle's numbers of the last month of the season. 2 for 21 in the loss to Tennessee. 1 reception for 29 yards in the win against Houston. 5 receptions for 10 yards. Not a typo. 5 receptions, 10 yards in the win against the Rams. 1 reception for 18 yards in that win against the Cowboys. And, you know, I've heard some people say, oh, well, you know, Kittle's in there blocking. I looked it up. Not true. Kittle's routes run basically the same in that last month of the season as it was when he went 9 for 181 and 2 against Seattle, 13 for 151 and 1 against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's just that Jimmy hasn't delivered him the ball. I guess one of the things you could say is that Kittle tends to run routes a little bit deeper down the field because Ayuk and Deebo are the guys who are operating underneath, which is the opposite of how most NFL teams do. You know, most NFL teams, they have their wide receivers running down the field and they have the tight end operating in the middle of the field. But Kittle plays a lot on the perimeter. He runs routes a little bit deeper down the field. So he just kind of has a higher variance role. And also, you know, every great game Kittle has ever had, every big, you know, fantasy game, it's all come in yards after catch. And yards after catch are just not very sustainable, right? It takes a truly amazing season, right? In fact, funny enough, remember Dante Pettis from the 49ers? They drafted him in the first round. He's got like 700 yards and 4 touchdowns as a rookie. And he led the NFL, all of NFL in yards after catch that season, and then we never saw him again, which is just to say that basically yards after catch, it's just very hard to create those in a sustainable way. But what I will say is that Kittle obviously does have this insane ceiling in this game against Green Bay, and in all of these postseason contests, you know, doesn't matter the format, he is going to be the very, only very low on
down right now. I was, as far as the he touched or to get in the red zone, Kittle, I mean, targeted some, but you're more likely to get a Mitchell. You're more likely to get a Jennings, Ayuk, Deebo Samuel. So interesting to see if that will continue. And obviously, Dr. Chow for.
Yeah. So I do think that situation is fairly interesting in San Francisco with the guys, because obviously we want to use Deebo, we want to use Kittle, we want to use Eli Mitchell. The line has moved against the 49ers, which I think is fascinating. You know, it opened up at 5, 5.5. We're pretty close to moving through a key number here. And I actually bet by the time we get there on Sunday morning, I think we will get a move through a key number for the Green Bay Packers, which would indicate Jimmy is probably not all that healthy. We are going to go ahead and run into a break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, we're going to take a look at the Bengals at Titans game with Derrick Henry maybe coming back. See you guys in a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade, New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Tomorrow on our show, Davis and I will take a look at all of the props in what could be a potential game of the year between Kansas City and Buffalo. So make sure you tune into tomorrow's edition of Fantasy Sports Today for that. But Davis, here on today's show, it's time for us to take a look at the, well, let's say of all of the games, the best word you can possibly use is indeed the appetizer for the weekend, because I don't think anybody anticipates Cincinnati, Tennessee being the best game of the weekend, the second best game, the third best game. It's sort of out there on an island. We always poke fun at these Saturday afternoon games. It's you know, in the past, it was Houston and Buffalo or Tennessee and someone else. And the NFL has done it once again. They've put that appetizer right out there for us on Saturday at 4:30 Eastern. And hopefully it'll be a good game. I think it possibly could be, but the Bengals have got to like sort of wake up here a little bit and realize that the stakes are just super high this week.
You know, it's not the Bengals that I'm worried about actually giving us a boring game. I think that, you know, look, they gave the ball to Jamar Chase 18 times in that win against the Raiders. What more do we want than them doing that, right? I mean, that is pretty much what we want out of the Bengals, is we want to see Jamar Chase going crazy, running around the field. You know, they gave him some end arounds, which I always love to see. That's just getting the ball in the hands of your best players. I'm actually worried about the Titans coming in, muddying this game up, playing super slow, Derrick Henry having that steel plate in his foot, not being at 100%. You know, we don't want Chester Rogers and Nick Westbrook-Ikhine involved in this game. So I am certainly one of those people that think the Bengals can win this game. And, yeah, I mean, I'm much more worried about the Titans making this game ugly.
Well, okay. Interesting notion there. All right, so let's look at the quarterbacks on FanDuel. Here are the passing props going into the weekend. And again, subject to change depending on when you're watching the show. These are very variant. Joe Burrow's is 278.5. Ryan Tannehill's 238.5. And Davis, of course, Tannehill is the one with the variance here. Tannehill could throw for 400 against the Bengals, and he could also throw for 75. That's just sort of the season he's had.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct. I think what's most interesting about this spot is that Ryan Tannehill, which you would expect, has been a much different quarterback when both A.J. Brown and Julio Jones have been healthy and in the lineup. In all plays where A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are both on the field, Ryan Tannehill has a success rate of 53%. That would be either best in the NFL or just number two in the NFL. So I'm looking at these props, and I think I'm going to surprise you here. I'm actually going to go under on Joe Burrow's posted total, and I think over on Ryan Tannehill's posted total.
Interesting. Yeah, well, look, if that's going to happen, then that'll factor into some of our receivers. We'll play that role coming up. All right, now the one prop that everybody is waiting for to pop up on FanDuel
is the Derrick Henry prop. I mean, the Derrick Henry prop, everyone's sitting here, we're refreshing our computers, we're saying, when are we going to get Derrick Henry news? Is Derrick Henry going to be playing? Is Derrick Henry not going to be playing? Like, we've gotten the Zapruder film level of footage from Titans training camp. And I have to say, I was a little bit taken aback by the fact that Henry is still not like 100% clear to go. I would have anticipated that if the Tennessee Titans wanted to play Derrick Henry this weekend, that we would have, oh yeah, Derrick Henry feels great. He's in practice. You know, he looks the best that he's ever looked. But that right now is not the case. And something that that I'm sort of thinking out loud about is, I wonder if the Derrick Henry being active here is a little bit of a smokescreen to sort of make the Bengals feel uncertain as to how the Titans are going to play. You know, if I was head coach of the Tennessee Titans, I don't even know the name of their offensive coordinator, but, you know, if I was Mike Vrabel, I would be thinking a great way to approach this game would just be loads of play action on first down, play action on second down, and really use Julio Jones and AJ Brown. That is how I would go. So we don't have a posted total for Derrick Henry right now. My guess is that it will probably open up somewhere in the 90s, pending, you know, an Adam Schefter, a Jay Glazer, an Ian Rappaport tweet where they say, oh yeah, Derrick Henry feels amazing today. Derrick Henry doesn't feel great today. But I will say, when that total gets posted, I will probably be on the under on that posted total. Now, Joe Mixon is even more fascinating because we sort of have got a clash of ideology in Cincinnati, where the team wants to be a running team, but they have Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Jamar Chase, right? And that it creates an interesting dynamic because clearly, you know, Joe Mixon is good, but these are Joe Mixon's rushing totals the last 2 months of the season: 19 for 54, 18 for 58, 17 for 58, 18 for 65, 12 for 46, and then 17 for 48 in that win over the Las Vegas Raiders, which I think would seem to say the ideology of the Bengals has changed than when earlier in the season they were saying, you know, Joe Mixon, he's the best. We want to be a running team. We want to establish the run, yada, yada, so on and so forth. So I would actually, I think, be taking the under on both of the running back props here. Interestingly enough, we also have Ryan Tannehill posted at 15.5. I think that taking the over here seems pretty smart. We generally will see scramble rates for quarterbacks go up a little bit in the playoffs. And, you know, basically one 15-yard scamper from Ryan Tannehill is going to get it done here. If we look at what Tannehill did in the regular season, he has been, you know, he was a decent rusher. He ran for 270 yards in the regular season, 266 last year, 7 rushing touchdowns in each of the last 2 years. I'd be going over on him, probably under on Joe Burrow's rushing total. So those are the rushing totals. You know, I don't view any of those as like a stellar 5-star bet or anything like that. I do think the receiving props are slightly more interesting, though. AJ Brown is opening at 74.5 here. And I got to be honest, this one looks like an opener that is just begging to be hit because Arthur Juan Brown, I keep wanting to say Arthur because I know his name is Arthur Juan Brown. Shout out to my friend Rich Rebar, who frequently appears on the Sports Grid Fantasy Football Podcast, who always denominates him that way. So against Houston, you know, they did get pushed a little bit. He played 56 snaps. He got 6 targets, 4 receptions, 68 yards. The game against Miami didn't get pushed at all, 2 for 41. Of course, we all remember that San Francisco game. A.J. Brown comes back from injury, looks like Randy Moss, 16 targets, 11 receptions, 145 yards, and a touchdown. I'm smashing the over here. I think, as I just mentioned earlier, I do think that the Titans probably, I think the smarter thing for the Titans to do would be to go into this game with a pass heavy focus as opposed to a rush heavy focus, especially because Derrick Henry does not seem to be 100% healthy. So we are going to go over on AJ Brown. And I also know that the Julio Jones receiving prop, every once in a while, you'll see one of these props that just gets everyone in the community likes it. All the sports bettors, all the big sports betting accounts I follow, they all like the over on Julio Jones. Week 18, comes back from the hamstring injury against the Houston Texans. 9 targets, 5 receptions, 58 yards. And honestly, even in the games where Julio was playing injured and not getting a ton of targets, he still got pretty close to this. He did have the 100-yard game in week 2 of the season against the Seattle Seahawks. I can totally get on board with that. I like the over here. Our next guy is Tyler Boyd, who is at 45.5. I am definitely on the under here. I think one thing we've seen is that Boyd really is only going to get there in games where the opposing defense just forgets he's out there. I don't think the Titans defense are going to do too much of that. I think they are going to be comfortable leaving Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins on an island and just figuring out, you know, if those guys are able to win on an island, then they're able to win on an island. I mean, remember Tyler Boyd's touchdown against the Denver Broncos? He literally was not covered. There was not anyone within 15 yards of him when he scored that touchdown. He basically did a polka dot waltz into the end zone on that possession. So I'm going under on Tyler Boyd. T. Higgins prop is fairly interesting because he and Ja'Marr Chase have really not done it in the same game. In that win against the Raiders, T played all these snaps, but he was only targeted 4 times, 1 reception, 10 yards. Of course, we all remember that fallow period between week 5 of the regular season and week 11 of the regular season. No 100-yard games in that time span. Had the 15-target game with only 62 yards against Baltimore. Ends up in that awful game, funnily enough, against the Raiders in that 32-13 win. He has 2 receptions for 15 yards. Then T went absolutely nuclear in the back half of the season. 6 for 114 against Pittsburgh. 9 for 138 with a touchdown against the Chargers. And then, of course, the second game against Baltimore. 12 receptions, 194 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I've already said, you know, I am more worried about Tennessee mucking this game up than the Bengals mucking this game up. So I do think that probably the smart bets are over on T and over on Ja'Marr Chase. Chase is at 77.5 yards. I basically see no way that the Bengals win this game without giving the ball to T. Higgins a ton. And in all of their important games this season, you know, against Baltimore, against Green Bay, you know, their first playoff game, they have given the ball to Ja'Marr Chase an absolute boatload. I think they're going to give him. In fact, if I was setting this line, you know, if we had the sports grids, I would probably set it more at like 85, 86.5. So I'm going over here on Ja'Marr Chase. So that is a comprehensive look at the props for the Bengals at Titans game. When we return, we're going to take a look at, well, I guess we're just going to do a postmortem on the NFC East with the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. We got some sound bites from Mike McCarthy and Howie Roseman. We're going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Sports Grid TV. See you guys back in just a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Matic, riding with you solo for a little while here. We are going to take a look at the NFC East as the coaches and the front offices are trying to do a post-mortem on their results, both of the 2021 regular season and the playoffs that are, feels like it's going to stretch forever into 2022. But Mike McCarthy took a second to zoom out and take a look back on the season.
Yes, I've had a chance to, you know, talk to Jerry, you know, after the game for a long time. Also saw him again Monday. So, you know, we had very positive, you know, conversation and just, you know, the focus on the evaluation process. So I don't see it that way. I'm focused on the exit interview process.
Mike, you said the team failed to achieve its goals. What do you think are the primary reasons that happened?
Primary reasons we did not. Well, I think without seeing the game, I mean, playoff football is, you know, we all understand it, what it takes. I think the potential historically will tell you it's going to come down to a couple plays, you know, and definitely we came down to the sequence here at the end. But without getting into the specifics of the game, without watching the tape, I know just, you know, speaking with Kellen, I mean, I think he said we had eight second and tens, you know, and 4 second and 20s, you know. So, I mean, you know, obviously first down was a huge issue for us offensively. I thought we were nervous to start the game, felt it in the locker room at the team prayer. But I thought we fought through that okay. I mean, we held them to field goals, and I think once our guys settled in, I thought that, you know, it balanced out and the competitiveness there. But, you know, the up and down was a challenge. You know, the offense not getting into a rhythm. You know, I thought the defense played stronger in the second half, gave us a chance to stay in the game, and, you know, we needed to make a couple more plays on offense. You know, I thought the special teams had a good day. You know, had the big play there on the 9 stop. It had, you know, potential for another big play. So you could say we were close to being on the doorstep, and that's playoff football. We got to be 2 or 3 plays better. And that's not something you just say, hey, we'll be 2 or 3 plays better next year and we'll be fine. That's not the right mindset. We need to start over. You know, we need to, you know, take the good things we have. You know, we're very fortunate being here in Dallas. Most of our guys live here, so everybody's going to be around. So, you know, hopefully we can get off to an early start and build on, you know, what we've accomplished.
Why would your team be nervous? That the pressure of needing to win, wanting to win, having to win?
Well, let me take the word nervous back. I mean, it was a little angst, okay, which I think just like anything. I mean, it's just, I mean, they were excited. They had a great week of practice. I thought the pregame was good, but, you know, I just think that, you know, it was the first time we were doing this as a whole. Maybe it was two guys, you know, but I just think that, you know, we weren't, you know, they were a little cleaner than we were at the beginning of the game. That's just the facts.
So there's Mike McCarthy, right? There's Mike McCarthy. My team's nervous. I don't want to talk about the game. I don't want to take any responsibility. I'm focused on the exit interview. Oh, I didn't mean nervous. I meant angst. I mean, this guy, unbelievable. The idea that Mike McCarthy could survive this as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, absolutely laughable. You know, Dan Quinn, good riddance, whatever. Take a job wherever you want. Go be head coach of the Denver Broncos. Kellen Moore, you want to go take responsibility for the Jacksonville Jaguars offense? Go ahead and do it. Craig, what do you got? Are you as disgusted by this exit conference as I am?
You know, it's interesting is that I watch a lot of these during the week for our content for the show, and then naturally comments pop up before I even watch. So to take you behind the curtain, if I see something interesting pop up on a social media channel, you know, that I know exactly where to go, Davis, right? Like Mike McCarthy saying the team is nervous. But why did nobody post the follow-up to that question where he said it wasn't nervous, it was angst? Isn't that the same thing? Like, wait a second. I'm so confused. So that's why I kept that extra part for you guys in there. I don't think he's going to survive it. It doesn't feel like it after watching that yesterday. But regardless, I thought it would be a good exercise to take a look at not only McCarthy, but the previous coaches, your previous coaches, Davis, for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, Jason Garrett is the shining light among these three. I mean, he's got 2 playoff wins. Wade Phillips, who's extremely well-liked, probably one of the favorite, like, media coaches of all time, great defensive coordinator, you know, certainly didn't have a lot of success as a head coach in the NFL. But what do those three all show you, Davis? And Jerry Jones just kind of wants the guy, his guy, you know? Like, yeah. I don't think that they're going to ever allow a coach to come in to outshine the ownership. And so Is that an indictment on Jerry Jones? I mean, I guess you got to say it is a little bit. But, Davis, they're never bringing in Brandon Staley, you know? Like, that's just not happening.
No, it's honestly, you know, considering what they've done in terms of hiring in years past, it's amazing that Kellen Moore even has a job, right? And really, the only reason Kellen Moore had a job was that they drafted him as a quarterback. They took him in the sixth round, and he was a backup quarterback for them for, I think, three or four seasons. Like, just the fact that he was in the building. But Jerry only likes to hire guys that he knows and that he trusts and that he feels he can call at 2 o'clock in the morning the night before a playoff game and be like, you know, you got to do X, Y, or Z. And you know, I don't think Jerry is a bad owner. You know, lots of people do think that. But his weakness is that he's probably a little bit too loyal, right? I mean, he kept Jason Garrett four years longer than Jason Garrett needed to be a head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, you know? So I feel like that's a real flaw on his part. I don't know. I mean, I hope that everything's new. I hope every coach in that building is replaced. But you are far more confident that McCarthy is going to be looking for work than I am.
I just think it may not be now. I think it could be 2 weeks from now, a month from now. I'm not entirely sure. The other thing that I want to add, I mentioned this on the show the other day, is that, you know, like, Davis, imagine you in your future self where you get to be 65 years old. You get to be a billionaire. You've hustled your way through whatever it is, Sports Grid, crypto, your whole life. And you're just sitting on this pile of money. Who am I to tell you, Davis, what you should and shouldn't be doing, you know? Honestly, so many people have a hard time with owners here in South Florida. Everyone's so mad at Stephen Ross for firing Flores. Why did he do that? It's his team. This guy's a billionaire. He owns, he can do whatever he wants. And who am I to say, no, you can't hire your son, or no, you can't hire your brother? I mean, it happens all over the world. It's never going to change. They got there for a reason. It's a financial reason. But as an owner, you get to choose to do whatever you do. That's it. Got no problem with it. It is. It just really is. Okay, so it was cool to see Howie on TV yesterday. Howie Roseman, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming off a really good year, coming off a year a few years ago that they won the Super Bowl. The Philadelphia media is relentless. You would think that the Eagles won two games after watching their press conference yesterday. But immediately when the press conference started, Howie Roseman, general manager of the Eagles, was asked about the future of Jalen Hurts.
You know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had, really first-year starter, second-year player, leading this team to the playoffs, tremendously impressed by his work ethic, his leadership. The last time we talked was during camp, and we said we wanted to see him take the bull by the horn, and he certainly did that.
Yeah, there was a little more to it. We cut it off a little bit early. So what happens is that the reporters basically follow up and they say, so is he your quarterback of the future? And he says, yes. Okay, so just to be clear. And then he stops right there for effect. So do you believe him?
No. I mean, I believe that Jalen Hurts is scheduled in their minds to be the starting quarterback in 2022? Is he going to take the first snap in week one next year? Yes, I do believe him. I think that they have looked at the quarterbacks coming in. They've looked at Kenny Pickett. They've looked at Malik Willis. They've looked at Matt Corral, and they've said, you know, the devil you know better than the devil you don't know. Maybe those guys have a better ceiling. Maybe Pickett's a better passer. Maybe Corral is a little bit more dynamic. Maybe Malik Willis is maybe even a better runner, but not as good of a passer, not as strong of an arm, whatever. And they don't want those guys. And maybe they know something we don't know in terms of Deshaun Watson. Maybe Deshaun Watson is not going to play. Maybe Deshaun Watson is going to be quarterback of the Dolphins. Maybe he's going to be quarterback of the Steelers, but they think that they are out of the race or the running for Deshaun Watson, or as an organization, they've decided they don't want to head in that direction because of, you know, the ethical complications of, you know, courting Deshaun Watson at this stage in his life. But if Kirk Cousins became available, would they rather have Kirk Cousins than Jalen Hurts? I think they probably would. So, you know, we will see. I believe him that what he said right there at that moment was true and that he believed it, though. I think he's telling the truth.
Well, I should be able to get clarity on this subject before we move forward. What's funny also is that, look, I know how media is. I've covered it for a long time. There isn't a single mention during a press conference, by the way, Davis, like this. Like, wow, like, great job drafting Jalen Hurts. You found Jalen Hurts out of nowhere. No. Philadelphia's like, wait a second. You drafted Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. And so Howie Roseman was asked about Reagor and whether or not their process as far as identifying the players did not work out.
We head into year three. You expected more from Jalen at this point. We had a chance to sit down with him after the season and had an honest conversation about the things that he needs to develop and the things that we can help him develop to continue his growth. In terms of learning from anything, you know, that we have to do that. We have to continue to evolve. We kind of have to look at not only the things that maybe we don't like about our decision-making, not just talking about Jalen in this situation, but talking about as a whole, but also the things that we did well. And I think that's part of continuing to grow in your job and in your profession.
All right, so even though I am a Howie apologist, as you know, I also want to say that, Davis, if you went back and you watched as much of Jalen Reagor live, forget combine, as I did at TCU, you would have thought that this guy was Ja'Marr Chase. You absolutely would have thought that. There was a point when Reagor was at TCU, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I have to look it up, I think he scored 8 touchdowns in a row for TCU. No one else scored except for him. Punt returns, kick returns, and touchdowns. That being said, I mean, it's a mess up. It's not working out. And I think that you saw it right there. Like, look, they've identified it. They understand it. It looks like a mess up. So therefore, the Eagles clearly, Davis, with Smith on one side and Goddard in the middle, are going to have to attack this in the offseason via free agency or trade.
Chris Godwin is available. Mike Williams is going to be available. Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be available. You know, we talked about these guys on the show yesterday. You are right, though. The revisionist history on Jalen Reagor has gotten out of control. Extremely dynamic punt returner, dynamic kick returner, scored rushing touchdowns, scored receiving touchdowns, was doing it, by the way, as a 17-year-old true freshman. I mean, the Jalen Reagor, it didn't work out in the NFL for whatever reason. He's not any good, but it didn't work out. But the revisionist history on Jefferson over Reagor, I mean, it's out of control. Like, no, we don't know. The answer is we don't know when these guys are drafted.
I mean, I got to tell you, and again, when the pick was made, I thought it was a superstar pick. He was as good as any wide receiver I thought coming out of the draft. And you're right, Davis. Sometimes things don't work out. Got to be held accountable, and that's where we're at. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Justin and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade, New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. We'll get back to some football in just a minute. Of course, this is not the baseball news everybody wants to hear, Davis, today, but we sprinkle in a little baseball news as we get it here and there. And it looks as though this deal that would have the Tampa Bay Rays splitting time in Montreal is out. Mark Topkin is reporting from the Tampa Bay Times that Major League Baseball has nixed the deal. So the Rays continue to look for another home, but this was just not realistic to think that this could happen anyway. Fun to talk about, but it's over.
Yeah, I mean, fun to talk about, but how are you going to ask these guys to split their life for 6-7 months a year in between two different places? Like, you know, home games are already, like, home games are really important, and a lot of the reasons why professional athletes say home games are important is because you sleep in your own bed, you get to see your kids, your partner, whatever, you know, you get to go to your grocery store that you like, go to dinner at your favorite place. Like, it's just much more comfortable being at home. And I mean, anyone who travels a ton knows that feeling. So it never felt smart. I mean, you know, probably the story does end with the Rays being relocated somewhere, you know, Vegas, whoever. So that is a little bit of a bummer because that organization has been so great. It's got such a big history in the 20 years or so that they've been there. But, and I would love to see the Expos return, but yeah, that does not look like it's happening.
I would tell you, first of all, I think your sentiment is correct. I don't know about the Rays yet going to Vegas. Not sure about that. I would tell you that I think that Las Vegas and Montreal will have teams in Major League Baseball in the next 5-10 years. I do think that's going to happen. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Also want to wish a very happy retirement to my buddy Tom Hardicourt, who has covered the Milwaukee Brewers. He just announced it on Twitter for 36 years. I've followed him since forever covering the Milwaukee Brewers. He's come on our show here on Fantasy Sports Today many, many times to talk Brewers. So congratulations to Tom for a wonderful career, almost 4 decades of covering one Major League Baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers. Kind of crazy. All right, we will take a quick break. We got our headlines coming up at the top of the hour, and then we got some NBA talk. So stay on the grid with us. We'll be right back. Break.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.